listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. Early doors, but the crackdown on ambulance ramping has been a success so far, according to Ambulance Tasmania. It's ahead of a roundtable meeting on Wednesday, hosted by Health Minister Guy Barnett, to discuss the ramping protocol. But despite the government's planning a paramedic recruitment blitz, the Greens leader Rosalie Woodruff calling for more resourcing as soon as possible.
We'll be going back in to push the Premier, to push the Health Minister, to put the resourcing in that's needed into the budget to make sure it's a multi-system response.
A new report from Anglicare Tasmania has revealed that rental availability is now at record lows for people on income support. As a result, Anglicare's Mary Bennett says there are more renters than ever competing for cheap housing.
Even people on low incomes who can afford a rental, they're missing out. And Tasmanians on low incomes are being outcompeted for those properties and pushed into homelessness.
Helen Burnett is now a Greens MP stepping away from Hobart City Council. She's being replaced by Gemma Kitson after a recount, who just happens to be a fellow Greens member. Tassie drivers are among the most courteous in Australia. That's according to a recent survey conducted by insurance company Youi. Spokesperson Marnie Jackson says Tasmania led the pack when it came to waiting for cars to parallel park and offering a thank you wave.
There were a couple of things where Tasmania were middle of the pack, recognising the pedestrian right of way, and that was something that around half of drivers were aware of, that unofficial road rule.
To sport now, and it's double delight for the Tassie Tigers cricket side, turning up the heat with a pair of Queensland cricketers making the switch the coming summer. Matt Kuhneman bolsters the spin bowling stocks, joined by fast bowler Will Prestwich. Kuhneman has vast BBL experience, while Prestwich is seen as an emerging talent. And Jay Bowen is back at Glenorchy. The veteran retired at the end of 2020, but had kept in shape at the old Scholars Football Association.